Earth, sky.
Some scientists say oil from the Gulf oil spill is harming the base of the region's food chain and creating a ripple effect that will reach all the way up to the fishing industry.
If we anticipate that this is a short-lived event with a short-lived expression and disturbance of the ecosystem, then we're probably not anticipating the right scenario.
That's Glenn Plum, a chief scientist with Yellowstone National Park. In May 2010, Plum was sent to the Gulf Coast by the U.S. Department of the Interior to help determine how the April 2010 ongoing Gulf of Mexico oil spill might affect the Gulf ecosystem. He explained that right now, along more than 100 miles of the Gulf coastline, the oil is harming tiny organisms at the very base of the food web.
In the top 2 millimeters of the mudflats is just the food factory that feeds much of the Gulf. The microscopic worms, the tiny little invertebrates that then become part of the food web, feeding the oysters and the small crabs and the small fish that then become the food for larger and larger animals.
If these tiny invertebrates at the bottom of the food chain die, he said, that ultimately harms bigger sea creatures and the entire fishing industry. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.